This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Designer Eileen Fisher started her clothing line in 1984. She had $350 in savings and a simple idea. Basically that women wanted clothes they look good in, without a lot of fuss. Turns out she was right. 30 years later, there are 67 Eileen Fisher stores around the world. The brand employs 1,200 people. Eileen Fisher, it's good to have you with us.
My pleasure, Adrienne. Thanks for having me.
So it's the 30th anniversary of your company. And I wonder, are you in the same business today as you were 30 years ago?
It certainly doesn't feel the same as it did then. No, it's the same business, but it's really a different business in that there are now 1,200 employees. It's actually a large business.
Who is Eileen Fisher's competition out there?
I never think about competition. It's crazy. I'm sure that others in the company think about that, but I don't think like that. You know, I really think we're doing something that's unique, and as large as it is today, I think it's still pretty unique.
How's the brand's aesthetic changed over the years?
Well, I think we have we've broadened a lot. And I guess one of the things is we do watch the trends and we do think a lot about how our concept of timeless design belongs to the moment. So it's not, you know, so there's an attention to trend while keeping in mind what will be timeless about this particular moment in time.
And are you, with that broadening, trying to attract a different audience, a younger audience?
Yes. And, you know, we just say a broader audience, and younger is part of it. We have many, you know, younger designers now. We have millennials in the company, and, you know, so they just give it a different slant. And so it takes on a slightly different edge, maybe.
So I want to ask you a question that you probably get a lot, which is about the Nora Ephron line. When you start wearing Eileen Fisher, you might as well say, I give up.
Oh, you would have to bring that up.
What do you make of it?
I think maybe she didn't get it. I think my clothes are about ease and comfort. And mostly what I'm excited about is that actually women always say that my clothes have changed their life and that they actually feel that they can be themselves in my clothes. And so I think that's a good thing. I'm not worried about it.
What is it like to be Eileen Fisher, to be the person with a name that actually stands for so many things to so many people?
Yeah, you nailed it. That's the weird one. You know, being me, being a brand, being credited for so many things that, you know, 1,200 people are doing. And, you know, it's a hard role. It's hard shoes to fill. And sometimes it's kind of great, you know, when people walk up to you and say, I love your clothes, or what a great company you have. And, you know, it feels good, and I'm really proud. I'm really so proud of this company and all the wonderful people and all the wonderful work that they do. And I just hope that, you know, I represent them well.
Do you ever use an alias?
With a few friends, sometimes I do. But I won't tell you what it is.
That's okay. But I wondered if you ever just said, you know, I need to be somebody else.
But it's funny because sometimes people will comment about my clothes or, you know, say something like, if somebody takes my credit card, someone will say, oh, do you know there's a famous designer with your name? And I'll say, yeah, I know that. And I'll just try to go anonymous.
Does it work?
Yeah, yeah. Because they don't think that I would be her, you know.
Eileen Fisher, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Adrienne. My pleasure.